Don't get deep in my wife. Hello, and welcome to Battlestar Brothel, episode, let's see, it's season 2, episode 18, downloaded. I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Dustin.
And if you don't like the episode tonight, we're real sorry, but this will be Dustin's first time doing the big boy job in editing and cutting and uploading everything. So, kudos to you if this turns out okay, buddy. Good job.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
If it doesn't turn out good, fuck yourself.
Hopefully you say something really embarrassing so I can put it in the front of the show.
Like earlier when I took my first crap in your brand new bathroom and I shit all over the back of the toilet.
Yeah, lid. Exactly. Yeah,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I sat in it. Because I could... Anyway, let's talk about Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
We're almost done with season 2. We've just got the two-parter season finale.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. So that'll probably be an episode next week.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. Like, this episode was fucking amazeballs.
We had a couple of them that kind of plateaued for me. I don't know why. Maybe it was just we hadn't watched those episodes together.
Yeah, I think this it's a part of our magic.
This is the first time we watched them in the same room.
Not in like weeks, yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. I got to say that. It was nice.
It was an enjoyable time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So downloaded.
This is the first episode done in completely, almost completely, in the perspective of the Cylons.
That's right. And
any Cylon.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was crazy that Cylon 6 has Baltar in her head. What do you think about that?
Oh, my God. Well, okay. And everybody at home fucking admit it. Like, when Cylon 6 is waking up in the tub,
mm-hmm.
and she's asking about Baltar, and then he bends over and says something, you're like, he's a fucking Cylon!
Mm-hmm. I thought it for sure.
But now, I mean, we really have proof that he is not a Cylon, because she wouldn't have still been concerned whether or not he was alive.
That's right, because, I mean, he could have just been re-downloaded.
He would have been re-downloaded, and mm-hmm. she could have got with that avatar of him and boned.
So, is she just crazy? Is that, like, how is he in her head?
I would almost assume that at some point in this show, it's going to be all, like, you know, God, like, let them touch minds or some shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with true love, and, you know, the fifth element is love.
Right, right.
Not to ruin the whole film for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I do like the irony of Cylon 6 and Baltar before. Cylon 6 was making Baltar more and more like a Cylon, making him think like a Cylon. She was turning him towards the Cylon race. And now we have Baltar turning Cylon 6 towards the human race, making her feel things for humans, making her love, essentially.
Like, I mean, God, okay. Cylon 6 in Baltar's head spends uh-huh. all of her time pushing forward for the Cylon, like what they need and what they want.
Mm-hmm.
The Cylon, I don't know, game plan, initiative, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the Baltar in Cylon 6's head is really just like, you fucking cunt, you killed like billions of people. Do you remember that baby when you snapped its neck?
Mm-hmm.
That was a dick move.
Yeah.
Very funny dichotomy.
Yeah, I love it.
To have portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
God, this episode was just so like, if I were a chick, I would have cried during this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Think
like,
so?
This was, yeah. Yeah. Like, when we went and saw Man of Steel a couple weeks ago, like, I fucking cried. Like.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I fucking cried.
You didn't tell me that. During which part? Is it when you
all
saw
all the dad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All the dad-son stuff.
Dad stuff gets to me too, dude. Me. Yeah, for sure. I thought it was when you saw that baby.
No, just let Kevin Costner die. Just do it.
Yeah.
I could hear Mike crying, too, silently next to me. So it worked out.
I had seen it before. I cried once. The second time, I knew what was happening. So.
Oh, God. Like when they're saying goodbye to the baby. Like,
mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, but you have kids, so it's a little more...
Oh, yeah, the whole time I'm just thinking of it. Joe!
Yeah, it's closer to home for
save
you.
Save Earth, Joseph! Save Earth! Okay, anyway. How about save Caprica,
oh,
Joe?
So, speaking of the baby, we have the president saying, if I want to eject a baby out of the airlock, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That I'm starting to worry about the president.
When she tiptoed at death's door, she came back a bitch.
She really did.
I
think it really leveled her out and made her think a lot more logical. I don't know if she's more down to earth now or if she's just fucking crazy.
And well, like that baby cured your fucking cancer, cunt.
Yeah. That's true.
Is that how you repay a favor?
Yeah.
Fucking Rosalind's a cunt.
Yeah, something's going on with her, and I think they're gonna reveal that later on.
Yeah, that could be some kind of character developmental change, something or other.
Yep, something's going on.
Maybe.
Yep. Huh. So we have some interesting.
Maybe she's a Cylon. You know, I mean, because clearly they timed the attack on Earth so that the right people were off planet, or Earth, Caprica, so the right people were off planet.
Yeah.
So they would have known then that that would have made a Cylon the president, you know?
But she got sick. She had cancer, and
that could have all been a fucking Cylon bug. That, you know, that shit could have been fake.
And you know that Cylon blood might only work, might only cure a Cylon.
Ooh, okay.
So, I mean, she very well could be a Cylon.
Hmm.
They haven't tried it on anybody else, have they?
I don't think so. I mean, like, what else do they have to cure? It's the future, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Like, true. Have you seen any fat people, really, besides Chief? And he's not really even that fat?
No, but it's a TV show.
Hurley.
So they're going to pick.
There was Hurley on Lost. There's fat people in the world.
I guess.
Sorry. devil's advocate. I guess they are all in the military. They can't really be that fat, can they?
Yeah, it's true. But there's civilians. I didn't see any fat civilians either.
Yeah. I just think that first the first mate on Pegasus was kind of fat. Okay, so never mind.
Yeah, well, actually,
maybe they got some thyroid problems the baby's blood can cure.
Well, to kind of explain that, I guess they are rationing food, you know? I mean, you can't have too much gluttony. I think you'd probably get imprisoned for that. You'd get tossed in the brig.
Very true. Goodness. Yeah, no Thrace, no Apollo in this episode.
Sadly.
But, I mean, and hardly any Edward James.
Mm-hmm.
But, fuck, it was still the most compelling fucking episode without my favorite people in it.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It's just insane. And, like, at the end when they, like, kind of fucking grasp hands, high five, like, okay, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought they were going to go off and join the Rebel Alliance and fucking take down Darth Sidious.
So, I think they are going to join a Rebel group
of humans. Yeah, they're going to try to?
I think they are. Well, no, but discount Kevin Spacey found them.
Yeah, so now they'll try to change the system from without.
Yeah.
So maybe the whole series ends with, like, Cylons and humans living in peace and harmony.
I bet.
Brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Nope, somebody's got to die.
Not necessarily.
I don't know. Okay. So, we didn't reveal any new Cylons. I thought they were going to this week.
I really thought they were going to.
I imagine, let's see, if we got six and we're almost at the halfway point in the series.
Yep.
We've got six more to reveal. Then I imagine they'll probably do one here in these next two episodes.
They better.
I noticed that the Black Cylon, the Doctor, that in this episode they never showed his face except for in the flashbacks. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that that actor did not re-up his contract.
Well, I mean, you could really pick anybody.
Yeah. Aww.
Because, I mean, there's, like, facial reconstruction and stuff that you could do.
Gross. You're not talking about that. You're being an idiot. Okay.
okay. You know who I think is a Cylon, though? Well, who I hope I want to be a Cylon
President.
Is the adoptive
the mother mom. Of the baby?
Yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Because that would be perfect. Because the president's all, like, happy now that the Cylons think the baby's dead. But wouldn't it be perfect if they just handed the baby to a Cylon?
Well, and, like, when she was going on that transport ship back to her ship, maybe she was just fleeing.
Yeah.
You know?
Very well. Very well could be. I mean, she'd jump back into, like, fleet formation, but
you never know. Mm. So, I think we're going to have some more exciting stuff this next week.
Yeah, I think
so. To figure out. And our new episode of Rancor's Brothel coming out will be the second, it'll be the riff track for The Dark Knight Returns Part 2.
Okay.
Much like this episode and Thrace, that episode doesn't have you in it because you got drunk and spent the evening talking to my wife in the kitchen.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a podcast that your wife and I need to have.
Yeah.
Just like deep female conversations.
Okay, don't get deep in my wife.
Well, you know, Joe and all.
Yeah. All right, so from here at the brothel, I'm just going to go ahead and say, so say we all.
So say we all.
Bye.
Bye.